I have two children via surrogacy. Both were born in Ukraine. Christopher, my son, is 4, and Ayla, my daughter, is just over 1. So obviously surrogacy was the only option for me due to complicated medical issues. So that was the route that I had to go down. In 2019, when I started my journey, we didn't really know what way the legislation was going to go. I was actually informed at the time that step-parent adoption was the route I would have to take. I think in 2020, it became clear that the Adoption Authority of Ireland wasn't going to allow people who had children via surrogacy to adopt their children because there was no legislation for surrogacy in Ireland. So that's when other parents via surrogacy, like Irish Families Through Surrogacy, Irish Gay Dads, and then also Equality for Children, they all started campaigning for legislative change. Now, legislation has been in the works since 2005 was the first time it was discussed in Ireland from a legislation point of view. But obviously it's taken a long time to get to where we are today.
Progress, absolutely. But now where we are today, I mean, where is this legal framework? I mean, has it moved on since it being established in 2024? A lot of families are being left in limbo about it now.
Yeah, so there's been no real movement on it since 2024. So when it passed and was enacted, we were told that by the end of that year, we would see movement in the High Court for people who already had their children via surrogacy to apply for their parental orders. And that didn't happen. There was an amending bill that was supposed to be written and published in the September time. That was the time frame we had been given at the time for gaps that were missing. So currently, the retrospective declaration even misses out huge cohorts of parents because of the habitual and lawful residence clause and other things. So it still misses quite a lot of intended parents. So they were supposed to do an amending bill to fill in those gaps. And then we were told the day before the election that a commencement day had been set for Part 12, which is the retrospective declaration of parentage, which was supposed to be the 1st of June 2025. But that has come and gone, and we still have no signs of anything happening in relation to this, which leaves families like mine and others in a complete legal limbo, because you can apply for guardianship after 2 years. But in the first 2 years of your child's life, you have literally no legal relationship at all to your child. And then with guardianship, once your child turns 18, your legal relationship is severed because they no longer need a guardian, if you get me.
Yeah, and I mean, how does that, the current legal situation, I'm reading here that because Part 12 of the Act hasn't been commenced, the legal mother is the surrogate while the biological father is recognised under Irish law. As you were saying there, Laura, I mean, how on a human level for you as the mother of your children, how does that feel? I mean, I imagine it's probably very frustrating, especially with no movement actually being had in the past number of years.
Yeah, so I think for any of the second parents who are in a similar situation to me, because the AHR legislation covers kind of a really wide cohort of people. There's a lot of different types of families in it. And I think for any second parent who is in a position where they're not legally recognised as the parent of their child, it can be quite difficult. It can be quite difficult in the sense that you kind of live with a fear of anything happening, and you have the child and I can't call my husband. He might be away on work or whatever. And if I have to bring my child to the hospital for an emergency, until I have guardianship, I don't have the authority to make medical decisions. I don't have the legal authority to sign that parent guardian line on any form that they might have. When my daughter was having her heel prick test, the public health nurse had to ask me, was my husband going to be home, because he had to sign a form that I wasn't able to sign. You know, because legally, we aren't the mothers or the second parents of our children. And it's like you go through so much trauma to get to where you, this whole journey. I mean, nobody starts surrogacy off the bat, you know, and then you have to come to terms with the emotional part of, as I'm only speaking now as a female second parent, of not being able to carry your own child or keep them safe in your body, and you give that job to somebody else. You have to trust them with that, and then you come home to Ireland, because I did international surrogacy, and all of a sudden there's this whole other fight that you have to have, you know. And it's not even about us, it's about our children. Our children deserve a legal relationship with both of their parents. Every child in Ireland deserves a legal relationship with both of their parents. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The people who look after them day to day. It's not about the adults in this situation anymore once the children are born. It's about what they need. Like, if my children got sick, they need me to be able to make those medical decisions. They need me to, in an emergency, be able to tell someone what they need to do. Do you know what I mean?
I can imagine the fears that come from that and the stress it brings. Is there any known reason as to why there have been delays on this legislation? I mean, has there ever been an answer to that?
Yes. So the legislation is sort of, you've got your retrospective declaration, which is part 12, and then there's sections for, in relation to surrogacy now, because there's a whole other sections on other things, about prospective parents. So there will be like a regulatory authority set up to govern surrogacy internationally and in Ireland. And what they're saying now is, which we were only made aware of after they had made the first promises, was that they, because of the gaps that are in the legislation, they are saying that until the regulatory authority is operational and established and the amending bill is published, which is really important. That's the most important thing that we need right now, is the amending bill to be published, so people know if they're in it or not, if they're going to be covered, if their families are going to even be covered. And then they said until all of that is done, they won't commence or move forward with Part 12, which, okay, I see where they're coming from. Okay, there are gaps. People need to be covered. But they could do that with an amending piece of legislation. They could sort the children who have been born, who are here and exist in the world, and then they can sort out other bits. The thing about legislation and laws is it's ever moving, ever changing, ever evolving. So it can be changed. It can be, you know, moved around. If things don't look like they're working the right way, another bill can be added to change the things that aren't working. Do you know what I mean?
And now moving forward, I mean, campaigning wise, is that what you and other campaigners are going to do, is just constantly bring awareness around this legislation and the delays that have come with it? And hopefully, and that's the most frustrating thing, is that all you can do is hope at this moment that it finally gets that push to go through and Part 12 is recognised.
Yeah, so it's sort of like, so my focus now is Part 12 and the amending bill. The amending bill is really very important because it will take into consideration the families who are currently being left behind. And I don't think any family should be left behind. So that's really super important. So that's one part of my focus. And then the other part of my focus is protection for the children who are already here. We do not know what kind of situations families are in who have children born through surrogacy and what kind of protections they may need. So we need to make sure that the children who are born have the protection that they need in order for their families to be fully recognised. And, you know, they already have differences in the way they came into the world. Don't, you know, make it harder on them.